To give us some international perspective about what happened at yesterday's economic summit, we're joined by Moises Naim, editor-in-chief for Foreign Policy magazine. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What was achieved at the meeting?
It's very important that these leaders showed the world that they understand that a crisis that is not respecting national borders needs collective action, that not country acting alone can really tackle this. And the second is that this is not just a rich country's kind of game, that very important poor countries like China, Indonesia, Turkey, Brazil were part of the conversations. And no longer can the world think that they cannot be included in this kind of negotiations.
So was it anticlimactic?
Yes. The bad news is that we did not get any concrete set of measures. Despite the statements, the fact is that a lot of the initiatives are already on the way or were already being considered. And mostly, they left it to the national governments. And the other is that they left it for a meeting they're going to have in April with the new U.S. administrations.
What was the feeling about the fact that President-elect Barack Obama was not there?
Well, the joke making the rounds around the summit was that this should have been not the meeting of the group of 20, but the meeting of the group of 21. And the 21st member that was not there was Barack Obama. And without that, the meeting was sort of limited in scope.
Well, you said there were no concrete plans. In your opinion, what concrete actions were not taken?
Well, a very strong statement that each country participating in that meeting would go back home and launch a massive fiscal initiative to refloat their economy. We're talking about fiscal policy. We're talking about government spending. And it's going to happen. I think next week the United Kingdom is going to announce a major fiscal initiative, and perhaps Germany and so on. It was also been important that statements concerning regulations would be more specific in terms of trying to resolve. There are ideological differences inside that group concerning the scope and reach of financial regulations.
You mentioned a meeting in April. Is that what happens next?
Well, what happens next, one would hope, is, again, that governments on their own take important initiatives, especially in refloating their economies. But also, there's lots of homework in terms of agreeing on what kind of financial framework and what kind of regulations, what to do with international institutions like the International Monetary Fund and others. And therefore, hopefully, when the next meeting takes place, there will be plenty of very concrete initiatives that can be decided by the leaders.
Moises Naim is editor-in-chief of Foreign Policy magazine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.